So without further ado, let's head to sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I like that three buglers doing the call to the post. Three, not one, but three.
You do that at the Breeders' Cup and some other big races around.
Yeah. Well, anyway, before we get to the race, anything else you want to get to in sports before we go to the Preakness?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, let's head there.
The Bruins smacked Carolina like you expected yesterday. They beat them 4-0, swept the series, and they're in the Stanley Cup Finals. So Boston's playing really well right now. Carolina lost the way that they beat the Islanders, and Boston's playing just real nice. Their defense is real fast. They're jumping into play real quick. They're making real good passes in the offensive zone. You can't go by last night's game because that was just a no-show by Carolina. They knew the series was over. But if you look at them prior in the other series, they're clearly the best team in the East right now. And it should be a decent series against the Western representative, but Boston's playing so well right now, I wouldn't be surprised if that's a short series. I totally expect the Bruins to win the Stanley Cup.
All right. Where else you want to go?
Mets lost again yesterday.
They did.
Missed an extra point. They lost 7-6. A lot of big scores yesterday. Texas scored 16, Oakland 17, Milwaukee 11. Pitching was at a premium yesterday. Cleveland scored 14. The Braves scored 10. It was a mess yesterday in baseball. And finish it up, Minnesota scored 11.
All right.
A lot of runs scored in the run pools yesterday. Hey, how'd your boy Tiger do yesterday?
He is 60th, but he's seven shots out of first. They're all bunched in there, anywhere from seven under to the contenders. They say after the first day, you've got to be within 9 or 10 strokes. Okay, that's the accepted thing. So there's 67 golfers, I think, within 10 strokes of the lead after the first day.
Today's so all 67 could make the cut.
It's based on the cut number. It depends how low the leaders go, and then the cut follows that number. So you can have 32 make the cut. You can have it all depends how well people play. If there's a lot of people, especially in a championship like this, if there's a lot of people close to par or under par, then there's more that are going to make the cut.
So they don't go into tournaments with a predetermined number as the cut. They wait to see how they play?
Yeah, it all depends on how the field plays. That's exactly right. That's the way it all depends.
If they stink, they adjust it.
It's basically almost, to me, it's like when you were in school, there was a curve. Yeah, there was
a learning curve. Schools I went to.
Well, no, a lot of schools did that. Let's say they give a test and everybody even.
Oh, I know what the curve is. Yeah, but we never had that.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. So he's like I said, he's within 9 shots of the lead, and we'll see what happens. Today's the day. This is the day that's the most important day, really, other than the final day of the tournament.
The curve was. How do you sneak in your house if you got less than a 70? That was the curve.
I remember the first time I got an F. I came home with my report card, and I was crying because I knew I was going to get the Jesus beat out of me.
I only failed one mark in period one class. It was Latin, the most useless class I ever took in my life.
And mine was algebra.
Well, algebra you need a little bit.
Well, anyways. All right, so that's it with all that stuff. And the Red Sox and the Yankees didn't play, and the Tampa didn't play, and we got everything to set. So.
Well, the Yankees play Tampa tonight.
Yep, they do.
And Boston plays Houston, so two good series coming up. Boston's at home against Houston, and Tampa Bay comes to the Yankees.
All right, so
I expect the Yankees. I think they should win at least 2 out of 3. Tampa Bay's not playing good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. All right.
Interesting one tonight for me is going to be, does Miami beat Jacob DeGrom? If Miami beats Jacob DeGrom, tighten up the hatches because the boat's going to sink.
Yeah, and the GM's going to get released.
Yeah, a lot of bad stuff's going to happen if that happens. If the Mets and DeGrom lose to Miami tonight, it's done. Yeah. Forget it.
All right. Let's go to the Preakness.
Sure. I'm going to start with the 10th race tomorrow. It's a grade 3 stake race on the turf, mile and a 16th, the Gallarette. And like I said, yesterday and today, there's a real good race in there today and tomorrow. Going into this race, 9 horses are in the field. 2 horses I'm looking at. 1 horse doesn't win much but hits the board a lot. That's the 8 horse, Viva Vegas. This is horses coming off of a third-place finish in the Dahlia, going a mile at Laurel. Only got beat by a neck, ran third at 3-1, but like I said, this horse doesn't win a lot, but does hit the board a lot. And at 5-1, I think there's a little bit better of an opportunity. Just go a couple horses inside of him to the 6 horse, Hogan's Holiday. This horse doesn't win a lot, but this horse is 15-1, and if you look at the numbers, they're very comparable to Viva Vegas. So in the 10th race tomorrow, I'm going to go with Hogan's Holiday at 15-1 on top, and I'm going to use the 8 horse, Viva Vegas, at 5-1 underneath. So that's the 10th race tomorrow, a 6 to win and a 6-8 exacta box. 11th race draws another 9. It's the Chick Lang, a grade 3 going 6 furlongs. A couple names in here you're going to be familiar with, one being Navarro. I'm not going near him. 2 horses I'm going to use. 1 is the 7 horse, Pyron. This horse is a lightly raced, undefeated horse, but trained by Steve Asmussen. 2 for 2, both at Oaklawn, on the fast and on the slop. 7-2 morning line, I'm going to use this horse in my exacta box. But my top pick is going to be the favorite here, the 8 horse, Preamble. 3 for 3 lifetime, won his first 2 last fall at Churchill and Keeneland. Came from a rest from October to April and won very convincingly in a $100,000 claiming race. At 4-5 at Keeneland. This horse could be a real good sprinter for this upcoming summer, and I think gets the job done tomorrow. So a little bit of a light payout here with the 7-8 exacta box and the 8 Preamble to win. The race before the Preakness is the 12th race. It's the Dixie, a grade 2, another mile and a 16th on the turf. This horse draws 12. Favorite in here is probably going to be the 12-horse Catholic Boy. Last year's Travers winner, and this horse runs very well on the turf as well. 5 starts with 4 wins. The dirt was kind of an experiment, and it paid off in the Travers. Working nice at Belmont Park with a couple of turf works. Like I said, the 12-horse Catholic Boy, most likely going to be your favorite, is a must-use in here. But like I said, I got to buy gas, so I can't keep using favorites. I'm going to go to the 3-horse for my top pick here, Admission Office. This horse has raced 5 times lifetime, all on the turf, 3 wins, 2 seconds, coming off a real nice win at Keeneland at 10-1, going a mile. This horse has won and run hitting the board anywhere from a mile to a mile and an eighth, a mile and 3/16, a mile and a half. So this horse is very resilient. Distance doesn't matter to this horse. I think it's going to work out a real nice trip from the inside. With Jose Rosario, who's been riding really, really well everywhere he's riding. So Admission Office, the 3-horse in the 12th race at 12-1 is going to be my top pick. And my exacta have to use Catholic Boy, the 12-horse. So a lot of 12s, the number 12, 12-1, 12th race. So that's the race prior to the Preakness. The Preakness is the 13th race on the card tomorrow, and it draws 13 horses in it. A couple of horses you're going to see coming back, War of Will, Improbable, Boat Express, Win-Win-Win. All of these horses did run in the Kentucky Derby 2 weeks ago. I think of the bunch, I think War of Will is the one that was compromised the most with the incident that took place in the Derby. Bad thing here is he draws the one post again. It's a real long run from the starting gate to the first turn in the Preakness. He's going to have to get some kind of position here. It all depends if he breaks from the gate good and can get that position, or if he doesn't break well, there's a lot of speed just to the right of him. They're going to break on top and drop down, and then he's going to have to work out a trip. So it all depends how War of Will breaks if he gets involved in this race at all. Improbable, I don't really like Improbable, Bobby Baffert's horse, the morning line favorite. Ran a very even race in the Derby in the slop. This horse has run well in the slop, so that should have assisted him. I'm not really sold on Improbable in this race at all. I'm going to use War of Will in my exacta. My top horse in here is going to be the 5-horse, Owendale. This horse ran pretty good down the fairgrounds over the winter. Laid an egg in the Risen Star in February. Got laid up for 2 months. Came back in the Lexington, which used to be a late prep to try to get in the Derby. Won very, very convincingly in the Lexington. This horse was sitting 8th, 9th for most of the race. Came to the top of the stretch. He went from 8th to 1st, winning drawn away by almost 2 lengths at 12-1. Very sharp works at Keeneland prepping for this race. I think Owendale is coming to this race primed for the Preakness. He didn't try to make the Derby. He was lightly raced, got the seasoning he needed. He's coming into this race hitting on all cylinders. 10-1 morning line. I only can hope I get 10-1 on a morning line with him. Owendale is my strong top pick in the Preakness. Couple horses I'm going to throw underneath, of course. I said War of Will is one of them. Bourbon War is kind of an in-and-out horse. Got blinkers on for the first time for Mark Henning. I'm going to use him in my exacta, and I'm going to go all the way on the outside to use Win-Win-Win because I think he can make the closing move with Owendale, and if they both come in, I could buy a lot of gas this weekend. So the 5 is my top pick. 1, 2, and 13 are the horses I'm going to use underneath in the Preakness tomorrow. No Triple Crown winner this year, but it makes for better betting prospects. There's no 1-2 shot. I think your favorite tomorrow is going to be 3-1. Play your birthday numbers again. They can come out, but I have a stronger opinion in this race than I did in the Derby. I like Owendale a lot in the Preakness.
All right. Well, we'll see how those things work out. But, you know, the horse that I liked of all the horses you talked about was Viva Las Vegas.
Well, you could put a few ducats on him. Hey. Elvis ain't riding him, but, you know.
You never can tell. Might be riding him up there in the big racetrack in the sky.
Be whispering in his ear which way to go.
Right. Mike, have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Take care. Good luck
at the races.
All right, bye-bye. Mike Kazi for the Check on Sports. Elvis and Viva Las Vegas.